Always neat things happening here at Farm Science Review. There's even a product you'll find in concrete, in your drywall, and it might work okay for your soils as well. Gypsum is what I'm talking about, and gypsum soil is where I'm at here at Farm Science Review with Ryan McBride. And Ryan, gypsum has been around for over two centuries, but the reason it's still a buzz here in Ohio is because it's available.
Absolutely. We have ready availability at multiple locations throughout Ohio and have increase the availability with stockpile locations in northern Ohio.
Piloting a brand new program here this week in London, kind of tell us what that's about.
We're launching our gypsum soil improvement analysis, which is GSIA for short. What we're really looking to do is help growers understand where gypsum can make the biggest impact on their farm. So what we're doing is offering them a free on-farm consultation where we'll sit down, review their soil reports, look at their field histories, and ultimately help them understand where gypsum is going to make that big impact on their field.
Obviously, they do this, they get a free t-shirt, but so much more than that. This means years and years of really highly positive ground production.
Absolutely. We're going to look to show them on a field-by-field basis how gypsum will increase their productivity for years to come. And the first 100 that are signing up today and through the show are going to be given one of these awesome t-shirts. And then the neat thing is also we're going to tie in a dollar per ton discount on all the tons that they bring on the farm this year.
We talk about nutrient management and water quality quite a bit, especially here in Ohio the last 2 years. People worry that if they do have practices that help with that, they're going to lose productivity. But with gypsum, you get both.
The really neat thing is that there's a lot of benefits that come through gypsum. And we've seen some fantastic results on the ability to reduce the amount of phosphorus that we've seen in runoff. And that's especially important in Ohio with the phosphorus issues that we've seen in the Upper Maumee watershed and around Grand Lake St. Mary's. So a lot of great things coming with gypsum that go far beyond just the results you're going to see in the soil.
There's a lot of questions people have and a lot of answers on your website. What is that?
Our website is gypsoil.com, which is filled with a bunch of information in our research library. And we also have a lot of information at our annual soil symposiums where we bring in industry leading speakers and professionals to give their experiences and their research behind gypsum use.
Ryan McBride is with Gypsoil here at the Farm Science Review. You'll find them at Tent 8, Booth 19 on the grounds of the Molly Karen Ag Center. From Farm Science Review, I'm Ty Higgins reporting for the Ohio AgNet.